Hello, you are welcome to Cheap Talk Podcast, the show where we say it to do it right. Are you thinking of putting an end to societal stereotypes and fallacies? Then stay put on Cheap Talk with Princess Amarachi, the podcast for the exceptional and non-conforming individual. Get set for a rebranded mindset, because here in Cheap Talk, we say it to do it right. You can listen to Cheap Talk at jamit.fm. Hi guys, you're welcome to today's episode of Cheap Talk Podcast with me, Princess Amarachi. Today's episode, I have a contribution from one of our listeners, and that forms the basis of our conversation today. But before I go, I have a guest with me who's going to join me on this conversation. So today I'm not solo, not as deep as I've always been. And yeah, I love her smile anyway, and it's good to know that she's also a host of a podcast, the African Queen Podcast, here at Jamit FM. Definitely, it's in Jamit FM where you get the original African podcast. So, welcome, Cassandra.
Thank you, Amarachi. Thank you for having me here.
Good. It's good. You can see the difference in the voice. Her voice is like the voice of a nightingale. It's good to have you, Cassandra, on today's episode. Cassandra, how do you see that voice message from Clement?
Well, I think it's a sign of the times. It's really a sign of the times. We are a fast food generation. Yeah. We want what we want, when we want, how we want it, and we want it now. So the idea of having to go through any process of any kind to arrive at any goal is taboo for a lot of people. Mm. It's not having sense. You know, sharp. You know, be sharp guy. Mm. You know, being sharp is avoiding all the processes.
Cutting corners,
avoiding doing the things that you should do to get to a certain place. I mean, why work hard when you can swindle somebody? Mm. Okay. Why do up your CV, send it out to companies when you can, you know, swindle people online, do 419 and all of that. And the truth is, not even just in Nigeria, it's all over the world. Yeah. It's just that, you know, for some reason, Nigerians, we're loud about certain things. And so when we get involved in these things, it blows up. But it's really a sign of the times we're in all over the world. A lot of young people don't want to put skin in the game, as it were. You know, someone starts playing music today, someone starts a music career today, and they want to blow. You know, they want to blow. There's no, let me build my audience. Let me build my skills. You know, let's go from step to step. No, it's, I started today. I want to blow tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. And have 30 billion in the account.
So that's gang.
It's a sign of the times.
So. Well, I really do see that apply in different areas of our lives where students in school, then when you're moving from one level to the other. That shows that life is about levels. Yeah. You move from one class to another. But I wonder how we were able to like pattern our life to understand that, okay, I'm in Jesus 1 today, I'm moving to class 2 tomorrow. But when it now comes to other life situations, we don't care. Okay, let's even talk about this process, even in cases of marriage where people are always in a rush. They attach their marital status or the ability to get married or the opportunity to get married to the age which they are in. So this, when they get start clocking 25, 26, they feel, no, I need to get married and I need to get married fast, anyhow, anyway. So tell me other areas that you think that process applies.
Okay, so let's talk about the example you just gave now in marriage. Okay, personally, I don't think there's a best age to get married.
Yeah.
I think that you can be mature at even 23, meet the love of your life at 23, and be married at 23 and still have a wonderful marriage. Mm-hmm. And for some other people, maybe it's at 37, 38, that they meet the love of their lives and they're able to build it. But I think that ultimately, a relationship has to go through certain stages.
Yes.
There's no fixed time frame. there's no, oh, you have to date for 3 months or you have to date for 6 months, because there are some people who dated for years and they divorced after 1 year.
Yeah.
And some people who just dated for, you know, 3 months and they're still married after, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
So, but I think the idea is, you know, just using your example again, is you get to know people. There's that process of getting to know them. There's that process of also getting to know yourself,
mm-hmm.
knowing what you want as an individual, not just from relationships, but from life in general. Okay, what are your goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? How do your goals align with that of this person that you're seeking to do life with?
Yeah.
But we're in a society where there's a rush, there's a lot of pressure, especially on women. Oh, you know, if you're not married before 30,
your time has gone.
You're now an old hag. You hear things like, oh, women are like flowers.
Yeah.
They bloom for a while and then they fade. Or women are like chewing gum. After a while, they don't have taste. You know, stupid stuff, really. Really stupid stuff.
Isn't that a cheap talk?
Stupid stuff. And there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on women. Sometimes we even put that pressure on ourselves.
Yeah.
And then I need to get married by any means possible, even if it means marrying someone else's husband. Why not, right?
Sorry to cut you short, but there's also another part. I think there's one thing we need to like look into, and that's the part that we have different parts. Mm-hmm. And that means that we're going to have different experiences.
True.
Even though we might find ourselves having similar results in mm-hmm. what we do. How do you think social media has contributed to this rush in this present age to like jump the process and jump the gun? Like when you see stories, success stories of people, or you see pictures of people, you don't even sit to say, how did they do this? What were their pains? A lot of people are like, I want to be techie. Don't you know about Mark Zuckerberg? Do you really know what he went through? Do you know the sacrifices he paid? But some of us don't really want to go. How do you think social media has been like contributing to this?
So I don't think social media is the problem per se. I think it's a poor perception.
Okay.
Because the truth is, social media is about people's highlights.
Yeah.
A couple or a businessman, for the most part, they don't put up their failures on social media.
Neither will I.
Yes. You know, they don't put up their failures. They don't put up, you know, that contract that they lost. They don't put up that loan that they weren't able to pay back for a very long time mm-hmm. and the banks had to fall. They don't put all those things.
Yeah.
So people put their wins on social media. I think it is now left to you as the reader or as the consumer of this content on social media to have sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put it that way. You need to have sense.
You need to get sense.
Yes, because you cannot assume that because someone is posting that, oh, you know, we've opened 5 offices and like it, that somehow that's how they started. Okay. Like you said, we all have our different paths, right? Different journeys and all mm-hmm. of that. So to assume that because I'm seeing this way, like there's always a backstory.
Yes, there is.
There's always a backstory. You know, Jeff Bezos, there's a picture on that was actually going around social media for a while.
I saw that too.
He was in a cramped office, you know,
alone.
Piles of papers, alone and all of that. So, but when you see him now, I mean, he looks younger now. Mm-hmm. There's a picture. He was wearing a muscle top with, you know, really funky glasses. He looks so different than what he was back then. But, you know, if you were to just focus on his noun picture, it's easy to think, man, this guy just had it all made. And you forget all the, even though he did come from a well-off family, mm-hmm. okay? Let's not even deceive ourselves. Yeah. Jeff Bezos did not come from a poor family. But that doesn't mean that he didn't work hard and there wasn't a journey to Amazon today. There wasn't a journey from the Jeff Bezos of that picture in the cramped office to Jeff Bezos of the billionaire, the multi-billionaire today.
Yeah.
So I think people just need to understand that don't kill the process, go through the process. There's a reason for that. There's an Igbo proverb. They said that a well-trained ego will stand the test of time.
Mm.
Okay, when you're well-trained, you will stand the test of time. So,
wow. Well, that's a very nice one. The proverb you even said reminded me of something I saw on Twitter that it just brought my consciousness to this topic when Clement sent it. I think it's from Art the Modern Morgan. And she said that, I just hope that we learn to be patient with ourselves and grow through this process to a fulfilling life. He said there's something uniquely beautiful about a person that grows from their struggles and uses the lessons from their experiences to spread wisdom. And what I learned from there is that when you get to people who were really patient, who went through the same process, and you find someone who was patient enough, who learned lessons from each of the stages that they went through, who had, whether it's bitter or sweet, because I feel most times it's not always as bitter as we paint it, and sometimes it can be bitter. But if this person was patient enough, they learn lessons that when a younger person comes up to them, they'll be able to share.
Yeah.
You know, most times when you can meet some parents and you're like telling them, tell me about how to build a business. Tell me about how did you build your business? How did you build your marriage? How did you make it in your career? Some people don't have anything to say because they jumped a lot of processes. But there are people who just sit you down and tell you their stories, and that's enough inspiration for you to make a better choice. So I feel going through the process, learning the process, helps us better and helps us understand the perception of life, philosophy of life, and the ideology of life. So Cassandra, finally, what do you think should be the best approach that young people should have generally about life, about processes, whether they're bitter, sweet, loving, or not?
Okay, so I think for me it's, and it's funny, I was talking about the same thing with my cousin, and it's fail quickly, okay, and learn quickly from it. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world if you don't have it all figured out, okay? Learn through the process. We're not trained, for the most part in Nigeria, on how to deal with when things don't go our way, when there's a little bit of delay, when there's a little bit of failure. How do you bounce back? We're not really, if we're honest with ourselves, we're not taught how to handle all those things. That's why when someone maybe doesn't win an election, it's like, they will yap him. It's a do or die affair. Because the idea that you didn't succeed the first time is anathema to a lot of us.
Yeah.
So what I would tell young people is, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to grind until you can make it. It's okay to have those experiences. It's okay to learn. It's okay to train yourself. It's okay to be broke for a while and build up your finances so that you can finally start balling.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay not to rush into marriage. Okay, so that you can actually figure out what you want for yourself, and so you can actually be a better spouse to whoever you're going to get married to.
Yeah.
So don't rush life. I'm going to say another proverb. I'm sounding like my grandma now.
Yeah, it's necessary.
They say, "Emenufu waike." So don't. Everything is not gra-gra. Yeah. Don't be so quick to rush through life. Okay, learn through the process. Allow it transform you. Allow it make you a better person.
Yeah.
Okay, because that the process, the journey is where the lesson is. It's not necessarily the end destination. The journey is where the lesson is.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. Now, let me try and do a little recap of what you said. I love the part where you said the journey is where the process is. And for those who are wondering, what is emenifo anike? That's don't push life too hard. Did I even get it?
Yeah. I mean,
don't be too hard.
You can't really do a direct literal translation.
Like, all this gra-gra, like, stop it. The word is not like, life is not that hard. Like, take it one at a time. That's actually what it means. And I also feel that if we learn to stop comparing ourselves with another, we'll actually reduce the whole pressure and tension on ourselves. So you're out of school and you've not got a job yet, but your mates are already working. Calm down. Take a chill and find a better way to like deal with what best can you do with yourself at that moment until you're able to get that job. You might even find out that there is something better you could have been doing or you should be doing apart from getting a job. A lot of people find themselves or find their path in the midst of that confusion and seemingly failure that we think we have. And that's because they were patient enough to go and learn through the process. So like Cassandra said again, it's in the journey.
The lesson.
The lesson is in the journey. The lesson is in the journey. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. That's where we are drawing it in today's episode of Cheap Talk Podcast on growing through the process. Thank you so much, Cassandra, for being a part of today's episode.
Thank you for having me, Amarachi.
Good. So what do you do? Take a chill and go through the process of today's episode to the end and share with your friends and loved ones, because I know definitely you'll like it. See you in the next episode of Cheap Talk Podcast, saying it to do it right. Until then, bye.